Mr. Reed, you're here. I'll just read a hearing procedure.
I'm here unprepared, actually, for a presentation, but I'll wing it and see what
we can do. Well, let's read the hearing procedure first.
Yep. So, okay, so this is the time and place for a hearing by the California Regional Water Quality Control Board, North Coast Region, to consider order number R1-2010-0020 in the matter of Mendocino City Community Services District Wastewater Treatment Facility. This item has been properly noticed. A sheet explaining the procedures for this hearing is available at the handout table. And will all those who expect to give testimony in this matter please stand, raise your right hand, and take the following oath. Thank you. Do you swear or affirm that you'll tell the truth in this matter?
I do.
Okay. We'll start with staff. Mr. Reed.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Charles Reed, engineer with your staff. This item is a renewal of NPDES permit for the Mendocino City Community Services District. It's a municipal wastewater treatment plant that treats is a design flow of 300,000 gallons per day. Discharges primarily to the ocean, Pacific Ocean, and in the community of Mendocino. They also have a during the summer a water recycling discharge to the athletic field at the Mendocino County High School or at Mendocino High School. This permit is a fairly standard renewal. It was on the uncontested calendar. We received during the comment period some fairly minor comments from the city of Mendocino. We made appropriate changes to the permit in response to those comments and prepared the permit in response to those comments. The comments that we received that were referred to just recently, I think they were received after the comment period closed by email to me. And frankly, I was working on a couple of other permits, and I think it slipped my mind. But anyway, I can address his concerns. But let me first talk about some of the changes in the permit from the previous permit. There are just two minor changes, which is one of the reasons this was on the consent calendar. There was not a lot of local interest in this either. This permit changed a number of monitoring points and compliance points that were applicable to the permit. We made those changes in response to comments from Mendocino City Community Services District. Also, in response to the newly issued policy for reclaimed water by the State Board, we also modified requirements that related to the water recycling portion of this permit. This Mendocino City Community Services District is also regulated under a water reclamation WDR for their irrigation portion. And we had to work out some details between the NPDES permit and the water reclamation permit to make it comply with the state policy, the new state policy for water reclamation. I won't go into the details of what happened, but there are some things that we needed to do. Related to the issue of the overflow pond, you can see it described in the description of the facility in both the fact sheet and I believe in the facility description and the permit section in the finding. The treatment plant has a 300,000 gallon pond that they use as an overflow pond when flows exceed the design capacity of the facility. It's used fairly infrequently because their design capacity is 300,000 gallons and they don't, except in extraordinarily large rain events, they don't exceed that influent flow. However, they also use this under emergency conditions. part of the problem is the treatment plant lacks redundancy. It's essentially a package plant. It's a all of their treatment units are in a single circular basin. So they have a primary clarification, activated sludge, secondary treatment, filtration, chlorination, all in this circular unit. It's 50 feet in diameter or so. So if any portion of this package plant needs repair or has some mechanical problem, there's not a redundant unit to put online. So in this case, what happened, I think it was in December or November of last year. No, it was earlier than that. It was, in the early fall. The activated sludge portion of this package treatment plant was discovered to have a problem, and it had to be taken offline to repair. So while those repairs were being done, the Mendocino City CSD had to divert flow for a period of time in order for those repairs to be done. And they diverted the influent flow into this emergency overflow basin. And the way the Mendocino City Community Service District has described it, this pond is set into bedrock. There's effectively no soil mantle between the bottom of the pond and bedrock. After this diversion took place, it was reported to us and reported to the county health department that a couple of wells, domestic wells adjoining or adjacent to the treatment plant had shown signs of contamination. And I think there were some health issues with some of the inhabitants of the renters in these houses. We haven't seen actually any data confirming those results or allegations. I've talked to an engineer hired by the landowner. I believe I've talked to one of the landowners. So at this point, we've ruled it inconclusive that there's that the diversion to this emergency basin has created contamination in these wells. It's inconclusive and still unresolved in our minds. So this permit didn't specifically deal with it. The approved discharges in this permit are the ocean discharge and the discharge to the water reclamation system. That was the only other comment we received from the public on this permit, other than the comment from the district themselves. So we're recommending that you adopt a permit as proposed. And I'll be happy to take any questions you have on this issue.
Mr. Chair, just so that I'm clear on it, the comments you received were received after the closing period with respect to this contamination?
I believe so.
And we do not have any data that indicates it is contaminated, that these wells are contaminated?
We asked the Mendocino City CSD to look into this when we were notified of it. They did some kind of back-of-the-envelope type of calculations and investigation and concluded that the contamination was more likely localized, you know, as a result of poorly designed wells, and it didn't seem to have the source being their discharge of this emergency basin. So we accepted that. It wasn't entirely conclusive, but we had no evidence from the other side to say that they were wrong.
Okay. Thank you.
What's the
Charles, what's the likelihood of the, or is the emergency basin still, could that potentially still be used?
It's an allowable use in this permit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There aren't any conditions on its use.
Hey, Charles, do you know the distance of these groundwater domestic wells from this pond?
Not off the top of my head, but I'm sure the other.
And again, you don't have construction details of the wells either?
No, we were provided a picture of one of the wells. It was very old. They'll be able to tell you the age of it, but it was constructed with bricks. It was clearly not sealed.
So it's an old cistern type well?
Yes, very old well.
And you somewhat alluded here a minute ago that this could be from something other than the wastewater treatment plant. Are you saying it could be from a septic tank or surface water contamination from animals or something other than this?
Well, not a septic tank because everybody's on the community system.
Right.
But there could have been some other source of contamination.
Sounds to me like you need some data and some information to make an informed decision here.
Yeah, I agree.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks, Charles. Do we have anybody from Mendocino here, Mendocino City?
No.
Okay. So you can come back up now.
Again, my name is Tomas Dirtner, and our buildings are right next to the water treatment plant. It is, our well's about 100 to 110 feet from the overflow pond. And the one next to it's about 120 feet. That's the other property. Our well was contaminated, so was the one across the street. With several of them had high coliform content. Two of them got definite fecal matter, and we had a modulating well drilled by an engineer to the end of the property, probably 20 feet from it. It was extremely high in fecal matter. So we've submitted all this to the water district, and to their lawyer. So it's definite. We do have the proof. I don't know why Mr. Reed didn't have it. But I'm concerned not just for our well, but the problem is it's an unlined pond. And I forget, it's maybe 100 feet. I forget how big it is. But it's unlined and 5 days worth of raw sewage of the whole village going into 100 feet from our well doesn't seem right. And it was never engineered, I found that out for sure. You know, and as far as the well, everybody on the street except one is less than 30 feet. There's one that's about 200 feet. We had to redrill ours to 205 feet. Okay, and then I'll read what I had before. You know, the overflow pond has affected and contaminated our well that serves two houses. It's unlined, not engineered, and it's 100 feet from our well, approximately. It's an ongoing threat to the water supply for us and the whole street. Several people got very ill, and several of them were tested for fecal matter and were positive. So it wasn't just our property. I think it's in the public interest to preserve the quality of the groundwater and protect the village from any contamination or pollution. And I don't think it's just our property. Thank you. If you have any further questions as far as the details, but we do have lots of tests. Okay? Thank you.
Any board member questions?
Mr. Chair, I suspect I'm not the only one that's a little bit unclear. Ms. Coleman, where are we and where do we go in terms of...
My recommendation, given this information and also what Mr. Reed said, would be to go ahead and I would recommend that you adopt the permit today and direct staff to follow up either in conversation, more conversations, or with formally requesting technical reports from the discharger to clarify what's going on. I also have a question as to whether or not the community is on a water supply system, a small community system, and are these domestic wells that are used for water supply or irrigation, just by way of curiosity. That my recommendation would be to adopt the permit and direct us to pursue further conversations and get some better information.
Yeah, I wanted to direct a question to council on that. If we adopt the permit, in what ways would that give a time period vested right, and what's our ability to amend more stringently? And then are we under a timeline where we have to adopt this meeting? Because I feel a little, I prefer not to, but.
I know you addressed it to council, but I would answer that if we
pursue. You have many roles. So.
If we pursue written technical reports through 13267, if we find a problem, we could order it to be fixed without reopening the permit.
The permit's also explicit that there's no vested right. This doesn't give a vested right to any party to discharge, and that at any time we can revoke the permit, having a hearing, of course, and we would be able to amend the permit.
Okay.
I don't know if, did you get your question answered, though, in terms of the timing of this? I don't know. Charles, you know? What I understood Board Member Corbett's question as being is there an immediacy for needing to adopt this?
Yes. It's expired and needs to be reissued, and we have other vehicles for either reopening it or dealing with a problem if we find one.
Please.
Charles Reed again. I would I might direct you to Prohibition B on page 11 of the permit, which specifically prohibits the creation of pollution, contaminations, or nuisance as defined by Section 13050. So there are prohibitions for the sort of contamination that's being alleged here. And we can look at this outside of the permit in a 13267 order for an investigation.
Mr. Chair, I would give you a motion to approve the permit, and as a separate issue, direct staff to make sure that this is well clarified for our purposes, past whatever the CSD is doing, and they clearly are the first person. I mean, they're the first person that they. I'm sorry, I forget your name, sir, but
Tomas.
Those are the people you're going to have to talk with first. But clearly, we need to know that there's not a problem here. So, I would give you a motion to adopt the permit, and also I would ask that we direct the staff to make sure that we are well informed and that there is not a problem here.
I'll second that.
And can we hear, what's the option to hear back at our next meeting? What's our time frame? Is that something that we might be able to get some details on?
Certainly.
Okay. And I would then support that with the stipulation of hearing at our next meeting. So, okay. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? Okay. Passes. Thank you.
Yeah.
Mr. Dirtner?
Yeah, I just had
question.
Yeah.
Does that mean next meeting you want to continue this part of it? Just to clarify.
Correct. We want to hear a report back from Mr. Reed's discussions and further investigation. So, and just to express that this is something that clearly we're, as a board, concerned about. So that's would be behoove you to attend that meeting. Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Ms. Coleman.
Also to be aware that if you can't make the journey down because the next meeting is going to be in Santa Rosa, that you know we'll be in contact with you, and the audio from our meetings is posted usually within a couple days of the meeting. So just if you can't make it for some reason.
Okay. Moving on to item six.